Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hey guys, how are you? Happy New Year if you are listening in the new year. And Merry Christmas and, it just passed the Merry Christmas because I missed that. I can't believe how fast this year has gone. 2020 is about to be here. And I sound funny because I have been having bad toothache. I'm getting my wisdom tooth extracted tomorrow. So if I sound funny, forgive me. But I just wanted to come to have my last podcast done before the year comes to an end. But I'm also very excited. It's not going to be like my last few podcasts, but I am coming to the end of Let's Talk Hair episode. So that's going to be over. So in the new year, we are starting a new episode, which is going to be talking about Let Us Talk entrepreneurship. You know, I want to be able to give back to my friends, my family, even my customers, for anyone that is ever thinking about, you know, starting a business, or you just have an idea and just don't know how to execute it. You know, I'm going to be having this new episode dedicated to entrepreneurs. And but the difference is going to be that I'm going to be interviewing entrepreneurs all over the world, those that are established, those that are just starting, you know. And I'm actually going to start off before I start bringing people in. But I'm going to be talking about, you know, my mistakes and what I am learning, what I have learned, how I am building this brand with God and my family and my team, you know. This is the exciting news that I wanted to share about the new year. And also, I'm going to be hosting a woman's business, like an entrepreneurship conference next year as well, to celebrate, you know, this whole episode. This episode is going to go on for a while because I'm going to be bringing people in to, you know, give us some knowledge and advise us and encourage us for those that are really interested in starting a business. You know, it doesn't matter what idea you have. An idea is an idea, and an idea needs to be developed. And sometimes you just need the right resources, the right people to just put you on the right track, you know. So if I can advise and give advice to people, you know, not to make the same mistakes that I made, or the things that I did, or the things that I'm doing to get me to where I am right now. I want to be able to give back and just, you know, share my experiences as I go, you know, because this is also a learning experience for me, to be honest, because entrepreneurship is something that I just ended up finding myself in. I mean, it's funny, like when I was younger, and if anyone asked me, Jimmy, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I used to tell them that I want to be an attorney, a lawyer. I want to fight for people's right, because I've always been that kind of person, that kind of strong personality person. So, yeah, and I always remember telling people too that, but I don't want to work for someone. I want to own my own law firm and practice law and do my own thing, you know. So the spirit of entrepreneurship has always been in me as a child, even though I really never understood what that meant. But I just knew that I didn't want to work for someone for the rest of my life. And I wanted to own my own business. And I wanted to do my own thing. So I, you know, also entrepreneurship, what I think is you have to be called to be an entrepreneur. It's not for everyone. So everybody wants to do it because it's the trend now. But a lot of people don't succeed because they're not really, how will I put it? They're not really called to do this. So don't just want to be an entrepreneur because you want to be an entrepreneur. Be an entrepreneur for a reason. Let it be what's going to drive you, because you're going to get to those times where you get really discouraged, and then you question your what decisions you've made, or why am I doing this? Is this the right thing for me? But then if you remember why you're doing it, if the passion, not just because everybody else is doing it, it will keep you going, because the road is not smooth, but being consistent is what's going to get you there. So, yeah, so I really want to give back as much as I can. So I'm going to be hosting this podcast for the next 6 months. And I think the last episode is going to launch into the conference, the business conference that I'm going to be hosting next year as well. So this is the good news I wanted to share. This is going to end the this year 2019 and start off an amazing 2020. You know when you just know that the year, because of, I guess, the way my 2019 has ended, I just know that something amazing is coming in 2020, and I want you to speak it into your life as well. Just don't think about the things you've been through in the past couple of months, or in the past, even in this year, 2019. Look at 2020. 2020 is, my husband was saying, you know, a clearer vision. You know, when they say you have a 2020 vision, means you have a perfect vision, right? Sorry, I sound funny. My suit hurts. But, imagine how 2020 is going to be. It's going to be a perfect year. It's going to be a year with a purpose, a clearer vision, you know, amazingness. I just feel it in my bone. And I feel it for you too. And I want you to have that mindset that no matter what you go through in 2019, 2020 is going to come hot. It's going to come great, greater. Like, you're going to do amazing things in 2020. You got to hone it. You got to hone it, you know. So, yeah, I'm very excited about the year 2020. Amazing things are going to happen. I have so many things planned out. Like, my brain is everywhere. But, yeah, I'm going to stay focused and just, you know, the things that I know that I have to do. As well, I'm going to be sharing with you. I'm going to get carrying you along. But yeah, that's the news that I wanted to drop down. So look forward to 2020. Glammed with Grace is going to a greater height. This is not just a podcast I do in my bedroom, but it's also a podcast for a purpose. You know, I started this through God's calling to do this. So I know it's more than this, and it's more than me. So yeah, look forward to this, and I honestly wish you such an amazing 2020. This new year is going to be better, okay? Regardless of whatever you've gone through, regardless of whatever you're going through, this new year is going to be a better year. That being said, have an amazing new year. I pray for blessings upon blessings upon blessings for you. And just wish me luck. I'm getting my wisdom tooth extracted tomorrow. I don't like anything to do with surgery, but I am doing this. I got this, and God is with me. But yeah, that being said, have a beautiful, amazing day. Have a beautiful, amazing new year. You know, come to me on my pages on Jumi Grow on Instagram. Thank you to all that reach out to me. On Facebook, my email is jumigrow@gmail.com. Just reach out to me. You know, I'm an open book. I give advice, especially hair advice. I get that a lot. So yeah, thank you for rolling with me all year round. And I'll see you in 2020. Have a super duper 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 awesome day. This is Jumi. I am Glam Naturally, because I am glam today. Have a good day. Bye-bye.